Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast and happy Friday.
Hi Joe. One of the great days.
Joe? Bang!
Yeah, well, you came in with your shirt, with your jacket off, and I thought you'd walked into the studio topless. Because it's a nice sort of blushing pink, that t-shirt,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Flesh piece.
I can't be having people think I'm walking around with top off.
No.
Could the police might be called.
Yeah.
Aoife James in the corner!
Speaking of the police, we've got Sting in the corner, our little Geordie friend.
Hello everyone, nice to be here.
Do you know, have you ever met Sting?
No, I've never met Sting.
Did your mum and dad ever meet Sting?
Yes, my stepdad has met Sting because he used to go to a pub in Gosworth where Sting used to play guitar, I think, in the early days. So, yes.
Wow. Your stepdad saw Sting in the early days?
In Gosworth. I think he used to play around there.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Don't stand so close to me.
Have you seen anyone in their early days?
That's a good question, that. Because people love telling you that they saw someone in their early days.
Yeah.
We saw, the
Arctic Monkeys is big for Sheffield.
The Arctic Monkeys is a classic. No, never saw them in their early days.
Oasis is big round here.
We saw the Bay City Rollers pretty early, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, it was in a cow shed in Lytham St Anne's. And there's only 8 of us there. Worst gig I've ever seen, but they went on to big things. I've never seen anyone early. You must have.
Phil Wang. Do you remember the comedian Phil Wang?
Philly Wang Wang. I know him.
I saw him at an open spot about 10 years ago, and then he's just gone on to do amazing stuff.
Yeah, I like Phil Wang,
actually. Two Netflix specials, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's really good. I like him. We should get him on the podcast.
We're sick. Philly Wang Wang, come sit down here.
Tell him about it, that you saw him really ages ago.
Why are we saying Philly Wang Wang?
That was the name of one of his specials, I think.
Oh, is it? James Acaster has brought a special out recently.
Yeah.
You watched that?
I haven't seen the new one, no.
It's all right. Happy Friday, last Friday before Christmas. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, Joe. I've had one of the best weekends of my life last weekend.
I can only imagine. Because I know what you did, but I don't know what day you did certain things on.
So, Friday, who gives a shit?
What did you do Friday just for?
I don't know, actually. Let me just check the old...
Probably an Indian, am I right?
Oh, no! Friday was great! Me and Dom played Magic the Gathering.
Great.
In the office. Then we went to Noodle Alley. Revelation, by the way.
It's good, isn't it?
It's exceptional.
Noodle Alley. What did you get from Noodle Alley?
We got the chicken wings, which were like a sort of salt and pepper, but like a curry almost spice to them. Delicious. We got the sweet and sour riblets.
They were nice.
They're like little miniature ribs, aren't they?
Aren't they?
And they say sweet and sour, but it's not as sweet and sour as you might know it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not that sort of like luminous pink kind of fluid that things sort of sit within. They weren't like that. They were incredible. We got just a sort of prawn noodle, which I would compare to a chow mein.
Ooh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Fantastic, innit?
And we got the belly pork as well. And then, have you ever seen, and apologies if I'm entering a cultural conversation that is slightly clumsy here.
I'm going to strap myself in for this
one. Have you ever seen Spirited Away?
No.
It's a very famous...
Spirited Away, no.
It's a very famous...
Has Ethan done it on Ethan's film club?
Have you ever seen Spirited Away, Ethan?
Is something to do with something being slightly wonky and you need to get it back on the right center?
Spirit-leveled away.
That's the sequel.
It's a Studio Ghibli or Ghibli, I don't know how you pronounce it. It's like a cartoon film, anime.
Like The Simpsons.
Whatever. Yeah, like The Simpsons. Where a girl, I think it's Japanese, and her parents, double check that, Ethan, get turned into pigs. But the reason they get turned into pigs is because they sort of fall into this sort of gluttonous trap of eating all this free food that they find.
Ooh.
And they're eating all these mysterious foods that, to watch it, the way they animate it is like notoriously delicious, even though it's just a cartoon.
Yeah.
And me and Dom had a dessert that was like something from Spirited Away.
Ooh.
It was like a food I've never seen or heard of before.
What shape are we talking?
Tube.
A tube?
A tube shape. It was a plate with five tubes.
Five tubes?
Six tubes. And the tubes... So basically, do you know the sort of South Korean style rice cake?
Yeah,
it's like a sort of a thick, chubby rice cake.
Yeah.
So it was that that had been like breaded like a fish finger,
oof,
deep fried, and then it had like a brown sugar drizzle reduction over the top of it.
So it was rice for dessert. So after all this big old heavy starter main, you had fried rice for deep fried rice.
Sweet deep fried rice.
Was it nice?
And it was because the outside was all crispy. The inside was like sort of like gummy, soft, wobbly. I've never tasted anything like it. It was incredible. I don't know if it was like my favourite dessert ever, but it felt like some special.
Did it really?
Thing.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
We should go noodle again. We need from Dom. I feel like it's great when we all go out to eat.
Yeah.
I feel like we have a moment together, don't we?
Yeah,
we do.
I think this just sounds like a shit rice pudding.
Oh,
it's nothing
good
like
point,
a rice pudding.
Actually.
It's more like like I said, it's like a rice fish finger in terms of its constituency.
Were you full after that?
I was very full after that. And then Dom had an edible, so he got some big cakes on the way home.
Who won the Magic of the Gathering?
I did. 2-0. Best of three.
Best of three?
Yeah. I won them both. But to be fair, Dom gave up on the second match very early because he wanted to go get food.
Okay.
So
he threw the game.
So that was Friday. Saturday, my whole family come up to stay at an Airbnb in Manchester.
They love this, don't they? The one like round the A6.
This was this was your Diddlesbury's.
Love to treat themselves.
Treated themselves.
Must have been a good year.
Great year, financially. Both retired, so not a lot coming in, actually, to mention it. Not that we need to get into the finances. Anyway, I don't know why I said that. But my one sister didn't come, but that's fair.
Ah, we don't. Yeah, we're in the weeds.
The whole family came up to see.
Apart from that one sister.
She was invited, but she double booked. One of the great foolish moments.
Is that what you wanted to sell her? Here he is! Paul McCartney, and it says on the top, so Joe's undone his zip, it says Paul McCartney, and then it says got back
on his knob.
Baby got back.
It says got back on his knob. Yeah, just a little. No, you must have a big penis there.
It's not on his knob.
Why is it like blue sky on his top?
Because it's blue sky thinking these days. We're not penned in by the past.
80 quid that top.
40 quid.
Oh, that's not bad.
I bought 2, 80 quid. But here's what I need to say about this gig. My dad's favourite band is the Beatles. My favourite band is the Beatles. Obviously, I've got that from him, so there's always that connection there. I cried.
I bet you and your dad cried a lot together, didn't you? Put me, him and his dad, all they do is just cry at the FA Cup final and Beatles, isn't it, right? And
really good sentence there, Joe. That was lovely, that. It's weird that you're having a go at me and you get a frog in your throat after that. Are you all right? Are you crying?
You'll realise why I'm not all right.
There was a point where we had our head on each other's head crying. It was genuinely.
I don't ever see me and my dad ever do that.
No, but I don't know why we do now. We never
so who's
did.
Gone? How many tickets have you got?
We've got 4 tickets. Me, my mum stayed at home because she got a bad back.
Shits. Oh no.
Yeah, whatever. Me, dad, Ellen, and my brother-in-law.
Brilliant.
We couldn't be further back. We're in the worst seats in the house.
But it's not bad. The co-op.
It was the. A night like I've never had in my life.
I love this. Is that your first time at the co-op?
No, I've been 3 times now. I've been to see the Killers, Eagles, and now
brilliant. Good lineup,
McCartney. It's my favourite band. They're my favourite band, and he's played loads of Beatles songs. He's played some Wing stuff as well, most of which I know. I knew all of it really, but some of it more than others. But every single Beatles song, I know every word. I love it. It's been my favourite band my whole life, and it was genuinely like. The closest thing I've had to like a spiritual experience, and I know that sounds mad, but it was like something like so deep within me of how much I love the songs just for the songs, and how much it reminds me of my family, and how much like we're all like it was like I've never felt anything like it.
Did you have a few pints or what? Did you say sober
we got a little bit pissy beforehand, just enough that we were belting out the songs from minute one.
Yeah.
But it was like it was genuinely like. A bit weird how I felt while I was there. I've never felt like that before. And here's the thing, right? Even if you don't like the Beatles, you don't like Paul McCartney, whatever, listen to just the raw numbers of it.
Yeah.
He's 82 years old.
Yeah, he's incredible. He's fit as a fiddle.
Which is like properly old, 82, right? There was no warm-up act.
I thought there was a guy on called DJ Chris.
Oh, well, okay, maybe DJ Chris.
Because he's got my perfect job.
No offence to DJ Chris, but he's not... He's not like coming out first. He's you know stealing.
What did DJ Chris play?
DJ Chris weirdly played a lot of Beatles songs.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
That's one of the key rules. If you're warming up for a band, don't play the band's tunes.
It was all Beatles songs. He only played Beatles songs.
DJ Chris needs fired. Hi, DJ Joe.
Yeah, get DJ Joe instead. 82 years old, came out, no warm up, no warm up act. He did 36 songs, 2 hours and 40 minutes,
yeah.
No break, no piss, no stopping.
That's mad that he didn't need a piss.
Back to back. That just those raw numbers, that is, it costs like 100 quid a ticket, whatever, 120 quid, which is loads. That is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah,
for
see,
someone his age to do
incredible.
Nearly 3 hours.
It is unbelievable.
Honestly,
the no pissing thing is crazy, isn't it?
It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. I don't even know what to say about it. I've never felt like
that. What was your favourite song?
I didn't stop crying. I was fine. It was all great. Just amazing. Loved it. Then he's on the stage by himself with a guitar. And the stage, he's on a single bit of the stage. And this bit of the stage slowly starts lifting. And he plays Blackbird.
Oh, it's a belter.
Head. Didn't stop crying until Obladi Oblada came on, mate. I'll tell you that much. It was just amazing.
Would you be fussed
amazing.
About Paul McCartney, Ethan?
I'm not. I don't think I really understand music.
Right.
Too much.
What's your favourite Beatles song?
I know of Hey Jude.
Great.
Would that be it then?
Well, I enjoyed.
His least favorite.
Yeah. It's his favorite and his least favorite. Only one,
Ethan.
I enjoyed the advert. Was it by Adidas in the build up to the Euros with Jude Bellingham? Was it Adidas? That was a great.
Is
advert.
That what the tagline was?
It what was the song.
It was Hey Jude.
Oh.
God, I could have saw that one coming. So all you know is Hey Jude.
No, that Blackbird one I know, but I don't really get that. There's not much going on in that song, is it? It's just a Blackbird harping in the background, isn't it, as he's playing the guitar?
Yeah, it's about the civil rights movement and the oppression of black people in the United States, but obviously not really a lot going on in that one. Yeah, good point.
I prefer Coldplay.
Yeah. I saw something crazy the other day, a Coldplay tribute act on my TikTok.
Really?
He was loving it. Looks weirdly like Chris Martin.
Fair enough, though, isn't it?
So that was a brilliant day. So what did you have to do? You were too emotional. You were go home.
We came on at 8:20 and finished at 5:55.
Yeah, too emotional, Linda. Go home.
Too emotional. Went home. My mum had made a chili. We had a bit more chili when we got back. A couple of bread rolls. One final beer. Nice. Off to bed. It was just amazing. There's a point where he played Helter Skelter, and honestly, it felt like some sort of like out of body experience. I'm not just saying that. Like, I've never felt the
Paul
way
McCartney
I did
took,
at that
took
gig.
Good drugs. Like, yeah. He must have took the good ones.
He did the good stuff.
Because he's going 8-2. I saw a little clip of him running off, literally running off the stage like it was nothing.
Yeah, he's literally.
And
he's,
you go over to like America, you see like Joe Biden that in this like mid-70s, and he's like sort of crambling about. It's like, wow.
Genetically, he's been very fortunate that he can still do what he does, and obviously his voice isn't what it was when he was 28.
Yeah,
but it's not. You're never going. We're sort of wincing our way through it because we're a bit embarrassed for him. It's just incredible.
Phenomenal.
Sorry, I can't.
How many days have you had that top on?
Well, I bought two. So I had one on yesterday, because let's be real, we're recording this on Monday.
I've never seen a person on your person before.
Yeah, it's very rare. I don't usually buy merch. I'm not usually into that.
It was the only thing I actually paid attention to when, obviously, the derby was yesterday. When you celebrate the derby, Paul McCartney on your face, I was like, what is that?
Yeah, so that one, even that was my other shirt.
It was your other one.
I just
it wasn't. He's just saying that because he doesn't want to sound dirty.
Anyway, we've all had a pretty big weekend.
What have you been up to?
DJing a lot.
Were you the little fella on the stage? Because
no,
where
DJ
we were,
Chris isn't my DJ name, but it could be.
Is he your rival?
I'd like to meet him. I DJ Friday
How
night.
How did you know him? How did you know his name?
So it popped up on my timeline that it was like his stage times. Paul McCartney on at 8, DJ Chris 7-8. Mm. It was the co-op put it up.
Interesting.
So I was like, I wonder what DJ Chris plays.
And yeah, I tell you what, he plays the Beatles.
Fucking hell, he's got an easy job, hasn't he?
Easy job.
I DJ Friday night at a lovely bar. My favourite bar in town called the Lion's Den. Go check the Lion's Den out. We love the Lion's Den, don't we? The Lion's Den, though, could be the death of me one day. Dairy Dave asked me to put on a little showcase of like...
Why is he called that again?
Because you're the cheesiest knob in the stripper business.
Did you pick up our bag that we left there?
Oh, yeah,
no, mate. When you hear this story, I didn't pick up anything.
Well, you did.
I didn't.
Probably the start of the story.
Generally didn't. I was asleep by 2. Dairy Dave comes.
It's a joke, anyway. You don't have to defend it.
Dairy Dave says, right, you're set up here by the corner. axe are over there. He said, knock yourself out. The axe. Because there's some singers on.
Oh.
But four singers on, great. Big shout out to you
so
and
you
Sim.
So you DJing over the singers?
I obviously let them have their turn. I'm not battling. It's not a battle off. I'm obviously turning myself down when the singers are on
but
stage.
But not off.
No,
you always want
music.
You always want a little bit
like
of
a bed.
Push me and then just touch me in the background where they're trying to do a little bit of Bon Iver. Or
Bon Iver. JJ Dean was brilliant. Also, big shout out to Carl Walsh and Felix Hill. All wonderful. Just want to give him a shout out. But Dave said, he's your barman. Whenever you need a drink, knock yourself out.
Oh.
I think I took that literally. So I got paid, and then Dave sent me this. I did send it in the group chat, but only only Ethan, I think, saw it.
Yeah, I didn't see this. I don't know how I missed this.
So I DJ'd. I started at 7, and with the axe and all that, I sort of finished up about 1 o'clock. All right?
Mm.
This is what Dave said to me the next day. He told me that I had set a new record.
Wow.
I can't believe, Joe, you drank 14 pints of Guinness.
Joe.
That's a new record.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's belting though, isn't it?
How were you feeling?
Awful. No, actually, to be fair, all right.
Well, did you play two songs again?
No, I got my laptop out. I love DJing on my laptop. I got my laptop with my mini decks. So the size doesn't matter.
Diddy Anton deck?
Me and my Diddy deck, yeah, in Diddy deck. So I was fine, blasted away on that cracking time. But I'm now the record holder of the 14 pints.
14's a lot of pints. I don't think I've got 14 pints in me.
I was all right though. Well, yeah. I fell asleep in the taxi on the way home.
Right.
But I still got time to order a German doner kebab.
Is it good?
Yeah. I ordered it bang on time.
Where is that?
Stockport.
Can I get a little over to my house?
Yeah, yeah. Till 3 o'clock. By the way, you can get this. I mean, I've got to talk to you a couple of years about late night takeaways because we're working late night a bit recently. You can get a McDonald's delivery in Cheadle. Edgeley, I don't know why I said Cheadle. Till 5:30 in the morning.
But then doesn't it just become breakfast as well after that?
No, because then it stops and then it reopens to breakfast.
When though?
Yeah.
How long is it closed for? It can only be an hour or two.
About an hour, maybe half an hour, and then it reopens.
So a bit of breather, fag,
a bit of a breather.
Back on the grill.
And the kebab house that Ethan went to during his Withington night out is notorious around the late night DJs for staying open till 6 a.m.
The Dragon.
The Dragon Box is open till 6 a.m. David Pritt, who we know very well, Prittmeister, he ordered a Dragon Box.
The Prittmeister General.
The Prittmeister General. He sends me, every time he orders a Dragon Box at 5 a.m, he sends me what he gets.
Is it nice?
One on the way.
Can I? Weirdly, you mentioned Dave Pritt because he went to see Paul McCartney as well. Said it was his best night of his life.
Dragon Box is all right.
He obviously meant talking about your DJing.
Yeah.
He saw you DJing the other day.
He did, yeah.
And I've got a picture to show from the event.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, obviously, you talk about your DJing, the crowd wild, roof went off.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen this picture before? This is. Uh-huh. This was at 9. This was at 9:25.
9:25, 25 minutes into the night.
So well into the night, though.
Well, I'm on till 3 a.m.
Okay.
Just an empty room. A couple of things to add. Look at me there, look great. A couple of things to add. I'm 20 minutes into the event. I'm on till 3 a.m. It is a Monday night, that one.
What's that? What is that event?
It's a new event. I can't do it anymore.
Why was Dave Pritt there? Sorry.
He works downstairs. They're all owned by the same company, essentially. Yeah. Lost Cat, they put me upstairs in an events room, and to be fair, it got a little bit busier than that. We didn't get much busier. 3 a.m, DJing indie music till then, for 6 hours.
You can't be doing that anymore. We need to pull the plug on that one.
It's on tonight. Got someone else doing it. Week two, got someone else doing it.
You already bottled it.
I can't.
Who's doing it?
Jack the Woodmeister Wood.
These people. We need to get a special episode where it's you and all of Manchester's late night DJs.
I can't actually do it because I've been summoned to London tomorrow for, you know, the news that's coming out soon. Teasing big news soon, aren't I?
Yeah.
I'll be summoned
Better
to
Better be big news, this.
Oh,
it Does is. It benefit me financially, this news?
No, I can give you a tenner now and again. I can't do it tonight till 3 a.m. because I've got to go to London on the first train. So Jack the Woodmeister was doing it. But that is how, I mean, I don't know what David expected for me on a Monday night. I can't really pull in the big crowds. Maybe even on a Friday.
Hopefully
Saturday,
Jack the Ripper or whatever his name is can pull in the big crowd.
Yeah, and then a DJ at New Century Hall, which is the best gig going, Day Fever, where people get drunk between 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. and you just play stuff like Come On Eileen.
Brilliant.
Great.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
Did you get pissed at that?
I'm feeling it now. And then I went to Grimsby on Sunday. I think the 14 pint. I thought I was invincible on Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, I was walking to New Century Hall and I thought I could boot a cart.
Wait, had you had the 14 pints before you did that?
Yeah.
No.
I had the 14 pints on Friday.
Oh, yeah, the day
oh,
before.
Oh, yeah, the day before. Got up, went straight to New Century Hall.
How many did you drop there?
I drank 2 Stellas and didn't feel it.
It's hard to feel it.
It's
after
hard
you've had a 14-pint feeling of it than I had before.
Yeah,
14 pints is massive, Joe. I'm impressed.
I was impressed.
Yeah, it's a bit impressive, isn't it? You're kind of bragging with that, but I don't even
I've sent it to everyone.
Have you?
Apart from mum and dad. Mum's worried. She got the blood pressure machine back out.
Yeah. Can't even fit it around your arm anymore. That's a concern, isn't it?
Because I'm too muscle.
Yeah.
Too muscle.
Well, it's all that, actually. That is an arm curve.
Yeah. Sometimes I have to mix up between arms so one of them to get stronger than the other. Yeah,
that's a great
point. Have that. Ethan, you've been on a little bit of a mad weekend as well.
Oh, yeah. I went to my first ever jazz night.
Nice. I've never been to a jazz night myself. It's about the notes you don't play, innit? That's what they say.
Yeah.
Jazz is about the notes you don't play.
Tell me about that.
I don't know. Ask a jazzer.
Jazz is about the notes you don't play. But isn't all music about the notes you don't play?
Ask a jazzer. That's what their what's its slogan is? Or motto?
It's all about the notes you don't play, baby.
I don't know if they said the baby bit, but
baby. They better do because it's jazz. Jazz is the coolest genre of music, isn't it?
No. Jazz is the coolest genre of music.
What is then?
Like hip hop or something.
Yeah, that's cool, but for very like very different ends of the spectrum, aren't they?
Okay.
In terms of like,
alright, and what jazz player would you love a selfie with?
Oh, I don't know.
Don't say the guy from La La Land.
No, I'm thinking of all of my favourite jazzers. Miles Davis then.
Oh, jazz, yeah.
See? Me and Miles Davis, are you joking? Me and Thelonious Monk. Yes, please.
Making up names.
I think that's a real person.
Jack the Woody Wood. No, oh, you got the name.
Woody the
up.
Woodpecker.
How was your just jazz night?
The jazz night was, honestly, I've never had so much fun because they played tunes that everybody knows, such as Humans by The Killers.
Hey Jude.
Hey Jude wasn't on there. Things such as Firework by Katy Perry.
Oh, great.
That kind of like tunage. And my friend Sam was up. Trish was there. Wob was there. And it was all going really swimmingly.
I missed something there.
Yeah.
They were playing Katy Perry at a jazz night.
Yeah.
What?
Just so there's no singers. It's just the tunes.
How is it jazz?
Matt and Fred's is the venue.
Yeah.
Are they two?
It wasn't Riot Jazz, was it?
Riot Jazz.
Is that what the band was called?
Oh, no, I don't know what the band was called.
Why did you go?
Good question.
Sam came up from London spontaneously and said, let's do something a bit different, so let's do a jazz night.
Nice. Okay, brilliant.
It?
Yeah.
I had a great time. The gin and tonics were flowing.
Brilliant, brilliant drink for jazz.
Great. I went down to the front to dance, which isn't very me. Apparently a female tried dancing with me and I didn't clock it at all. So therefore my friends were annoyed with me because I was so oblivious. And I genuinely didn't clock. Otherwise I would have...
Panicked and left.
Yeah, or would have really sorted her out.
Oh, Christ.
You'd have changed the reed on her saxophone.
Nice.
In a sense.
What about the spit jug? Get that out. Huh? Am I right? Have you ever seen that, by the way? You never seen that? You ever seen him? Right. If you're eating something right now, close your ears. If you go on a stage after the jazz night, the floor's just liquid because when they blow... They blow so much of their spit, it collects in a tube in the saxophone and when it's full, during the performance, you have to throw it on the floor and empty it. Or use it in a sexual act, I guess.
Oh, dear.
So it's just this spit. Because you're going, sorry. Because you're going, because
you're going, you have to spit on that
going,
thang.
Yeah, because you're going, like, to say. And you're just spitting. Oh, like,
wow. That's actually revolting.
It's revolting,
isn't it?
But it's jazz, isn't it?
It's jazz, man. And that's why it's the coolest and sexiest of the genres. Yeah. Because it encourages effluvial play.
Yeah, you don't have to. Yeah.
Go on, Ethan.
I used to play the saxophone, and I forgot about the spit that gets gathered up in it. And I also forgot to replace the reeds, because they used to casually become mouldy over time. And you still used to... Well, you're supposed to replace them, and I never did. So they used to taste like salt.
Fucking hell. I mean, I feel like there's a book coming about this night. What night? What day of the week are we talking about? Friday?
Is Butt Cummings, is that one of the jazzers?
The Butt Cummings?
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Butt Cummings. You could imagine that, couldn't you? I genuinely think that might be a real person.
Mr. Butt.
Butt. This is a cool cat from way back in New Orleans.
Mr. Butt Cummings.
Mr. Butt Cummings. And it's Ethan with a trilby on. Going around with a little thing. Imagine that. Ethan, I used to play the saxophone, and I still do. Ethan, a.k.a. Butt Cummings.
And then all the fun was occurring on the floor. And then, I must say, disaster did strike.
Oh, no.
Because it did.
Disaster struck.
Maybe one of the biggest disasters we've ever witnessed in this podcast.
So, can you give us a quick rundown of some of the other disasters that have struck down the years, just so we can establish some sort of hierarchy?
Well, I can't really recall, but maybe things such as, like, I don't know. I can't recall. Do you remember, Bakra?
I remember something about your house. Disaster struck. Was there a leak once in a shower?
Oh, the Great Flood.
The Great Flood.
The Great Flood, when the floors just got swept with water. It was only probably a couple inches off the floor, so it wasn't that bad. But this one was proper, and it wasn't inches of water, it was inches of blood.
Right, what's happened?
But not really to that extent.
Inches of blood also sounds like a death metal band.
You don't want him and Butt Cummings on at the same time, do you?
It would be too much, God.
Right, come on, even. I know where this story's going. Can you just get to
you
it?
You don't actually know what happened.
I just know there's violence.
Yeah, go on. Tell us about what happened. Just hit us with a headline and then tell us. Get to the point where we know as much as Joe currently knows.
Joe knows that I got punched.
Dun, dun,
dun. Oh, fucking, you look all right considering you've got no bruises or anything.
I'm all right. It's like the inside of my lip. It's kind of calmed down.
Punch you in the mouth, yeah.
Yeah, a little punch to the leg.
Did he say he? I don't know if it's a he. Was it a he?
He. And what happened was I was walking out of the venue, and a man sat in a passenger seat of an Uber verbally abused my friend Wob, which wasn't very nice, is it?
Well,
he just poked it, but he said, "You fat twat, get out the way." I didn't like that. It wasn't very nice.
He's generally not nice. And,
is he in the way?
No, we were just moving across the road, just crossing over, and then this passenger just thought, since he's in the taxi and can go around us, he can have a little pop at us.
Wow, that's not very nice.
But little did he know, much like the scene from The Inbetweeners, when they get stuck at the junction after calling the lads and London bus wankers,
and
the car stops. It's like, oh shit, you can went over to them, didn't they? Well, I was the London lads in this instance, so I went over to the Uber.
Oh no.
And knocked on the window. And I said, I don't appreciate you verbally abusing my mate. And he told me fuck off.
Classic.
So they start driving over a little bit more, and I run up, hitting the window again, and go, don't tell me to fuck off. You're a fucking big fat bully, that's what you are. So he then says what, and then it's got a bit of back and forth. He gets out the car, as does one of his mates, and then some lass who's also in the back of it.
So at this point, it's 3v1. Where are your mates right now?
They're further down the road, because I've chased after this car to the second junction.
Fuck me.
What, two junctions he's run after it for?
And I lost my head a little bit.
What do you think is going to happen in this situation now?
I didn't expect it to be so big and to get out the car and threaten violence. I was kind of hoping of how, when I said, I don't appreciate you verbally abusing a mate, for that to kind of be like, all right, well, sorry, but you shouldn't have been in the way, all right, kind of. But then he told me to fuck off, and then it got to the next bit. So I didn't really see how this was going to escalate until the point where he's got out the car and he said, come on then. And then
at
I
that
said,
point, Ethan knows he's fucked.
Well, I didn't want a fight at all. I just wanted to just let him know that he shouldn't be verbally abusing people in the street, because it's not a nice thing to do. So then he punched us in the mouth, and then all the males ran over, and they're all bigger than me. And stood in the way of this guy. And then the guy kept complaining, saying, well, he's going to fucking ruin my Uber rating now by knocking on the window and making me get out and punch him. That was all he was obsessed about.
It's a little victory for you there, knowing he probably got one star, didn't he?
Well, I hope so.
So what happened then after that? Just leave it be, yeah?
So just one punch?
Well, one punch and then it's kicking off and I'm calling
Did you punch him or anything?
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't punch anyone. I didn't expect him to punch... He verbally abused my mate, then punched me. I feel I'm the victim.
Do you feel as though maybe the sort of man that might shout kind of sizist abuse out of a taxi window might be the sort of person that's willing to punch someone a bit quicker than most?
Maybe
Could
so.
Could you have maybe seen this coming?
I kind of saw it as there's a man in a car who saw an opportunity just to hurl an insult because he feels he's protected by this big car. Mm. And then if that kind of wasn't there, you wouldn't have done that. But
Turns out,
got out and punched me in the mouth.
That's crazy.
But the lads stood at the way and tore up my back off or whatever.
That's good.
And as he climbed back in the taxi, I shouted one last time, you're a big fat bully, you need to grow up, and then off you went.
Brilliant. That is a genuine disaster.
Did you
though,
put some ice on your mouth and that?
No, well, I didn't realise until afterwards that I was punched, because he went for me and I thought he missed. And then when I was walking away, I went, oh, he actually caught me a bit there. I didn't realise. And I went to bed, thought it was fine, woke up and loaded dry blood around my mouth.
Oh, fucking hell.
And then I just washed it off and it was fine. It was literally... You can't even notice it, can you?
You've done all right, though,
days ago. So I've made a real mug of him.
One star Uber rating. Probably got into a domestic afterwards, didn't he? Because obviously they're late home now.
Yeah.
You know, the Uber driver won't be happy.
No.
Did he sound mank?
The Uber driver pulled over so the guy could punch me, it felt like. Like, it felt like the Uber driver could just lock the doors and moved on, but it felt like
vibes.
He pulled over, let
so
him get
think,
out a punch
me,
let
him get
back in.
Could have locked the doors and moved on. It's as if you could have just also.
What
well,
do you
I
make
agree.
This story? What do you think of this?
I agree.
I know Ethan.
Do you respect
and
Ethan?
And I just like fair play.
Yeah. Mad though, isn't it?
It is mad.
We could have been seriously hurt, our little Eth.
But much like a martyr, it would have been for a good cause of sticking up for friends in all situations.
The friend who you stuck up for, was he grateful?
He was.
When can you tell us your big news?
2nd of Jan.
Okay.
I'll tell you what my big chubby news is, though. Did a little bit of... Becky's doing the big shop, but I like to do what's called like the Christmas extra shop.
Ah, I love the Christmas extra shop.
23 today, Joe, on tat. I'm talking Terry's chocolate orange mini pieces.
Love them.
I mean, honey roasted nuts. Mm. The nuts. You know, the nuts that come not in a bag, in like a tube. Big ones. Mate, they're fucking brilliant.
They're so
I'm
good.
Talking two blocks of Kerrygold butter, because I have a feeling they're going to run out.
What are you going to go? What are you going through that much butter on?
Just toast.
Oh.
But I have a feeling they're going to run out.
Why?
Because it was voted the world's best butter last week.
Where?
Kerrygold.
No, where
the
was it?
The Butter Boys.
No.
The Butter Boys.
Do you think I'm saying what?
Yeah. What? What's he talking about?
Where was it voted world's number one butter?
I haven't got that piece of information to me,
okay,
but I saw it on a headline. Google Kerrygold best porter. It definitely is. Generally got voted. I have a feeling that people are going to see it. It's going to become a bit of a thing. And like,
you're like Guinness. now they're running out.
That's why I drank 14 the other day.
Yeah,
get my fair share of it.
There'll be people in Dublin who are furious with you because their local pub doesn't have Guinness in anymore.
Yeah,
you've drank it all.
And I have a feeling about the Kerrygold as well. So I bought that. And what else did I bought? I bought a
New York. New York ranks it as the best butter.
New York.
Have you heard of New York?
Yeah.
It ranked it as the best butter.
What do you mean New York did?
I don't know, you've confused me more.
New York Times.
One of the biggest of the Times is.
That's one of the biggest of the Times.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Loads of people read that, so I'm worried about the shortage. There's only so much cows can produce. Do you know what I mean by that? Like, in Guinness, just get more water going.
Have you seen the protests in Belgium?
What for?
They've been spraying milk from the udders of a cow as a weapon at police. So they'd squeeze the udder of the cow in direction of the police, the Belgians, and it would cause perforate the shields.
Real life cows.
It would stop. Perforate the shields.
I just said that.
Yeah, I thought so, because you knew Joe was about to take over because he'd started revving up his little conversation machine and you just ended that sentence with absolute nonsense.
Are they real life cows?
Real life cows?
Perforate the shields. Look, we've been feeding these cows sulfuric acid for the last 2 months. Straight through.
What do you mean?
What are they protesting?
I imagine something to do with farming.
No, is it not the fact that Bill Gates? I've seen this. Bill Gates and this is not a conspiracy. Bill Gates has created a medicine which stops cows farting as much.
Oh yeah.
One of the big things is methane gas in the air.
Yeah.
And people aren't happy. Maybe that's not what they're protesting.
But I've seen this.
But that's happening, isn't it? That's happening.
Well, they're protesting against the medicine.
Yeah, because they're like, it might change the cow in ways where we don't want that to happen.
Also, you know, like, you got that elderly relative who farts all the time. It's part of their charm.
Yeah.
Maybe the farmer's thing. If the cows aren't farting anymore, what are they?
What are they good for? Yeah. What about the drones in New Jersey? Have you seen this?
No.
Have you not seen this?
No.
Have you seen the drones in New Jersey?
No, I've not.
He wound me up.
Get to it!
For the last week, every night, countless drones in the sky, and the government say they don't know who they are. Google it, Ethan. Drones, New Jersey. You'll be stunned. They're everywhere, and the government say we haven't a clue what they are. And people are taking it into their own hands now because they don't think it. So they're bringing up their own drones. One guy flew up his drone, got attacked by another drone.
Oh my god, the Independent are doing a drone's latest live blog where they're giving updates every 5 minutes.
It's mad. In the nighttime, these drones, size of cars, are coming out and
the
just.
Size of cars?
Yes, and just sort of hovering over. And people are filming it. It's all over TikTok. Just type in drones, New Jersey. You'll be there for hours. Conspiracies about what they are. Are they from another country? Is it the government in America? Is it this, and this? And what the government's official word is, we just don't know.
Do you want the latest update that the Pentagon have shut down the theory that the drones are from Iranian mothership and that there's no truth to that? So that's
an Iranian mothership.
Yeah, they reckon there was a mothership off the East Coast and they would just let loads of drones off to fucking fuck with us.
Who's doing it then?
This is the mystery.
Wow,
this sort of
mystery.
I
like finding out about this.
But here's the good fit. Here's the thing that I always think of.
What?
They reckon the one conspiracy I get behind is that they reckon it's just sort of distraction.
Yeah.
Do you know? They reckon that certain news stories come up where your attention and your whole social media is directed towards it. You come up with theories and all that, and your whole focus is on it, so that in the background, something else is happening.
So maybe some politicians had a scandal, and they go, "This is so big, we need to cover it in drones."
Well, the one key thing I saw now this is a conspiracy.
Hang on a sec. Haven't you got some big news?
Big news coming up, but it's not to do that. Is that apparently the United Kingdom are going to be accepting, and you sound like a conspiracy theorist, back US nuclear weapons that we've not had in our country for ages.
What have you just said?
The United Kingdom haven't had US-owned nuclear weapons in its country since 2008.
Okay.
But the Biden administration are trying to rush it through, that they come back to the UK.
Is this like the Elgin marbles? Are they going to be on display in the British Library, no, in the British Museum?
Secret, but they don't. So why that's why got, the drones is like.
So are we looking after them for them, or are they giving them for us to have?
Yeah, no, we're not looking after them. It's like they're there in our land, but they can operate them.
Wow.
Anyway, conspiracy theory, mad.
Apparently, they're not Iranian, Chinese, or Martian.
Yeah, everyone thinks they were aliens as well. I think it was aliens. If I looked out my house every day for the last week and saw a drone just getting about, I'd be like, what the fuck is that?
Mm.
I try and kick it down with a ball.
Yeah.
You ever done that? Do you know you get someone stuck in a tree?
Yeah. You get your ball stuck in the tree, throw a second ball at it. What happens?
Both get stuck. Yeah. Right, we're going to leave it there. We'll see you on Christmas Eve.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Are you excited for Christmas Eve?
Yeah. I am actually this year.
Should we get you a little gift or something?
Yeah, we should do a secret Santa, shouldn't we?
I've got something that's going to go there for the first time in our existence.
Amazing. Let's do a secret Santa and we'll bring him in next week.
Yeah. Love you, everyone.
Bye.
Merry Christmas. Well, see you soon.
Wave, Ethan.
We'll see you again. Ta-ra.